Hello, everybody. Monday, August 1st, 2022. Welcome to the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. So happy that you're here. If you've been around for a while, thanks for your continued support. If you're brand new, I think you're going to have a blast. Welcome aboard. Whether you're new or if you've been around for a very long time, if you have not yet, what you need to do is watch the other video attached to today's training. I also attach it to every Monday, by the way. And it's entitled, New to Linchpin, Watch This First. So that gives you all the backstory and information and context that you need to fully understand all the information I provide each day in these daily workout videos. What's the difference between the prescribed and the wild card? What's the Neo option? What's the Leo option? What are the goal times? And are those rigid or are they flexible a little bit? What's all this kind of stuff that we talk about? You'll find it in that other video. You only need to watch it once. So go check that out and then come on back here. Here we go. We got a good one today. It's sneaky. Well, maybe it's not sneaky, but anytime I see a barbell that's 115 for the men and 75 pounds for the women, I feel like there's just a little sneak in there. And here's what we have. 5 rounds for time, 15 air squats, very innocent, 11 toes to bar, and then 7 clean and jerks. Power clean, 7 clean and jerks at 115 or 75 pounds. Easy day. But it's all going to compound, right? 15 air squats, no big deal, but they suck a little juice out of the legs. You hop up for the toes to bar, grip gets taxed, lats get taxed, midline gets taxed, you don't really catch your breath. You get down for that 7th clean and jerk, which is a nice number, 7, right, at a loading that doesn't seem too crazy, so you move through it pretty well. And then in round 2, the legs get a little bit more taxed with the below parallel. So does the midline, so does the grip. The 115 or 75 now feels oddly a little more challenging. And then in round 3, you're like, darn it, this was a trap. But a pleasant trap, a friendly trap. So hopefully everybody enjoys it. It'll be a fun workout. We've got videos showing the air squat, the toes to bar, and the power clean and push jerk. In an ideal world, none of that needs to be unbroken, okay? But if you're trying to assess whether or not you should potentially do the prescribed workout, do you think you could do 2 rounds unbroken? If it was just a 2-round workout, can you do 2 sets of 11 toes to bar? Can you do 2 sets of 7 clean and jerk at that loading? If the answer is yes, you're probably in really good condition to go ahead and attack that prescribed one. But that's not to say that anything needs to be unbroken. As a matter of fact, some really good times will probably be achieved by doing singles on the clean and jerk. Great, doesn't need to be unbroken. I'm just kind of giving you a metric to assess some things in your head as to whether or not you're going to go prescribe or something else. Super fitness robot time, 9 minutes, 30 seconds or less. More likely, 17 minutes or less. Wild card option, 5 rounds for time, 15 air squats, 11 V-ups, so we took out the toes to bar, 7 clean and jerks, 115 or 75 pounds. So if you're not there yet with the toes bar, got you covered with the V-ups. We got a video showing that. Scaled option, 5 rounds for time, 15 air squats, 11 sit-ups, and then 7 clean and jerks with 75 pounds for men, 55 pounds for women, or scale it even more if you have to, or only do 4 rounds instead of 5 or 3 rounds. Got a video showing the ab mat sit-up. Limited equipment crew, they're going to do dumbbell clean and jerks, cats out of the bag. Pair of 50-pound dumbbells for the men, pair of 35s for women. So 5 rounds for time, 15 air squats, 11 toes to bar, 7 dumbbell clean and jerks. We've got a video showing that movement. Their goal times are the same as the regular workout of the day. And the no equipment workout, 5 rounds for time, 15 air squats, 11 V-ups, and 15 hand release push-ups or regular push-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. The first one is an either or. And it's no joke. The first, so it's an either or, don't do both. Either dumbbell front rack lunge, fantastic. Just 3 sets of lunges, depending upon the loading that you have to lunge. Could be a short distance or a long distance, rest a couple minutes between each, but I'm thinking most people will lunge 10 to 20 meters. You choose the loading. Or linchpin complex number 5, which is, for time, 25 thrusters, 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women, and 25 pull-ups. Just as quick as you can, 25 thrusters, 25 pull-ups. Stop the clock. Rest 3 minutes. During that 3 minutes, you change the loading on the bar to 135 pounds for men and 95 pounds for women. And then you do, as fast as you safely can, 15 thrusters and 15 chest to bar pull-ups. And you stop the clock. It's very robust. So don't do it if it doesn't make any sense for you, which is why there's another option. First of all, the accessory work is 100% optional. You don't ever need to do it in your whole life. You'll be wonderfully fit. But that's why there's another option, dumbbell front rack lunges. Great, very user-friendly. And then the other, so that was lunges or complex number 5. You make a choice. Then the other choice to make is either an L-sit, accumulating 1 to 2 minutes, or bear hug, sandbag, D-ball, kind of front static hold for 3 to 5 minutes. You choose the loading. It's an either or. So either the L-sit or the sandbag, D-ball, bear hug for the midline. So enjoy that one. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the shoulder, cobra stretch for the abs, and the frog stretch. So I hope you enjoyed today's 5-rounder, and I will see you back here tomorrow. Not a barbell in sight.